Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Super quiet DC sports night tonight with the Nats off until tomorrow. Dodgers in town for three. And the Capitals, idle between games one and two at Madison Square Garden. They play their second game of their best of seven tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You can hear that game on 99.1. We'll have the Nats tomorrow night against the Dodgers right here on 106.7 The Fan. With the Commanders looking to draft their generational QB this week, do not forget to think about your next generation. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, law firm of Kondorian Murad can guide you and your family in the right direction. They help you draft a will, set up a trust, create a healthcare power of attorney, schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them G&D sent you. They will give you a discount if you mention the show. That's kmlawyers.com. As promised, caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning a four-pack of tickets. Old Glory Rugby in D.C. Saturday, May 4th against Miami. For tickets and the complete Old Glory schedule, visit thefandc.com/events. Let's go right now to the BetQL guest hotline. Welcome onto the show, our friend Charlie Campbell, who does a really good job breaking down the NFL draft for one last convo ahead of Thursday night's first round. He is the draft analyst over at Walter Football. Charlie, thanks for a few minutes. I guess let's start with, why does everyone suddenly say that Drake May needs to sit for a season, or that if Washington or somebody else takes him early, they better be ready to start a veteran? When did that become a thing?
I don't think that that's anything to really put a lot of stock into. I haven't heard that from any team people at all. So I have not heard that with him. I've heard that with other players in past years, of course. With him, I have not heard anybody say that. He had, 2 years of starting experience at North Carolina. So it's not like he's a one-year wonder that's very extremely raw. He does see the field well. There were times last year where defenses were trying to kind of trick him and give him some looks downfield that were unexpected and exotic, but he snuffed it out and did a really nice job of reading coverage. So I'm not a believer in that narrative. I think that's something that just kind of popped up in the media, and I really haven't heard that from any team people.
I think that is an important thing to point out, right? Observation. you know, a lot of that's coming from the media at this point. But you're saying when you talk to teams, they're not saying that. Speaking of what team people are saying, Todd McShay was on Pardon My Take, the popular podcast today at Barstool Sports, and he said that he has not had a single person with any team throughout this entire process tell him that they have Drake May over Jaden Daniels on their board. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, I know that it varies by evaluator, so I haven't, you know, from team to team, it wouldn't surprise me if there were some that had him over Jaden Daniels. I do know some scouts who like Drake May more and graded him higher than Jaden, and I know the other way as well. I know scouts who have Jaden above them too, so above Drake May and others. So, you know, I definitely think it's, you're going to have some variety. I don't think, and you aren't going to know all, you know, grades and ratings for all 32 teams. And I think that while there is a kind of consensus as to how they're going to come up off the board in the draft on Thursday night, there is more variety within teams and within the scouting departments as to how to rate these guys. And some, I know some scouts who like Drake May the most, more than Caleb Williams. I know some scouts who like Jaden Daniels the most, and then a bunch who like Caleb Williams the most. So it's not as uniform down the line as kind of the draft consensus might suggest.
Charlie, with regards to Drake May, one more there on the, because I'm, you know, Grant and I've been wondering for a while where this sort of, he's got to sit for a while or he needs to clean some of this stuff up. When we start to look at the flaws, and everybody's got some in this draft, I'm not saying he's alone, but when you look at some of the flaws, do you see how maybe somebody got to that conclusion, aka, hey, this inconsistency, or he's missing easy stuff, or his footwork, or something? Is there something technically that you could see when you're doing your evaluation that goes, okay, I could see where somebody got this, that he might need to sit for a time?
Well, I think that it's in part because last season wasn't as dominant or as impressive in terms of numbers as the first season as a starter there. But, you know, you have to keep in mind as well that North Carolina really lost a lot from that roster. The offensive line, the wide receivers, the running game, all of that was much worse off last season than the year before. So it was a lot more on him to carry the team on his shoulders. I thought he did a really admirable job in that. So I don't think there's anything jumping off the tape to me saying that he needs to sit. I think in a lot of ways, he's the most pro-ready of any of these guys. I think just with the way he sees the field, with the timing that he gets the ball out, I definitely think that he has the ability to come in and contribute and challenge to legitimately start right away and not challenge to start because he's the number one pick and just being forced into it. I think he, with his intelligence and his intangibles, I think he can compete right away, and he's earned it and will prove that.
Walter Football's Charlie Campbell with us here on G&D. What are your questions? What are the things that you're not sure about or maybe you don't even like about Jaden Daniels?
Well, I think that in terms of arm strength, his arm is not elite by any means. It's not terrible, but I've had some team sources compare it to, say, Teddy Bridgewater, whose arm was adequate, but it was not like a Josh Allen caliber arm by any means. So that would be one of the things that you would say with him kind of stands out as far as not being an elite attribute. But other than that, I think he'll continue to need some polish as a pocket passer, given that the NFL, he's not going to be able to run as much as he did in college and really shouldn't to protect his health. So I definitely think that, you know, getting the ball out quickly from the pocket on a 3-step drop, 5-step drop is going to be something he'll need to continue to work at. And that's, you know, really Caleb Williams needs to do that even more, needs even more work on that than Daniels does. So They can't hold the ball forever, can't run around as much at the pro level as you can in college.
Charlie Campbell of Walter Football breaking down the top of the NFL draft with us. Where are you on J.J. McCarthy? And if he goes in the top three or four, would that be a massive overdraft to you, or does it make sense?
I think it would be a reach, and I think it would be kind of one of the typical quarterback reaches that we can see in the draft. But, you know, I personally had Baker Mayfield down rated on the second day of that draft class, and he goes number one overall. And you've seen that with a lot of players over the years, just because teams are so desperate to get starting quarterbacks. So I don't think McCarthy did enough in college to show as a passer to really say this is a top four caliber pick in the draft. But because there's teams like Minnesota and Denver that are desperate to find a long-term starter, it pushes him up because the demand is just such that he benefits from that. So it's a good time to be in the draft for a quarterback, as there's so many teams that need him right now. So I think that helps him, but I do think it would be an overdraft and a reach in the top four. Maybe it'll pan out and he'll prove that he was really legitimately belong there. But to me, he was a game manager in college. They didn't ask him to do a whole lot. Just can go back, watch the Bowling Green game from last year. He threw three interceptions, easily could have thrown a few more fumbles as well. And Michigan, I think, was very conservative with him. It almost reeks a little bit of there was a lack of trust there. But he came through in some clutch moments late in the year, but it was still a ground-based offense and a tough defense that made his life easy, and he was a game manager and got the job done. But in the NFL, it could be different.
Michael Penix Jr., what's your eval? Where does he end up, and what's a good fit?
Well, I think that he's got excellent deep ball. Really, the arm talent is definitely there. He really can challenge teams vertically, stretches the field, makes things tough on a defense going vertically. His accuracy is inconsistent. You can see that even in the college football playoff games, just as a microcosm, where he was on point against Texas and then spraying the ball far and missing some big plays that his team needed to have on some wide open receivers against Michigan. So I think there's inconsistency there that needs to be worked through. And I do think he could easily end up with the Raiders. I don't think that's a bad fit for him, but I do think wherever he goes, kind of going back to the May conversation, I think Penix does need some development in terms of footwork and throwing accurately when he has to move his feet. A lot of his accuracy breaks down when he starts to see some pressure and he has to slide in the pocket or climb in the pocket, then the ball is far off the mark. So I think he needs to really work on shuffling his feet, getting himself an extra half second, and then throwing the ball accurately. That's something that is a requirement in the NFL, and I think that's something he really needs development on.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay,
Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our guest, Charlie Campbell, getting us ready for the NFL draft. One last QB to hit on. We haven't asked much about this guy because, frankly, it just doesn't seem like he's on Washington's radar that the stars would align. But 24-year-old Bo Nix, what round do you have him going? And is it, at this point, assumed that maybe he's eventually a backup in the league, or are there still people that think he could be a starter?
Yeah, I think there are definitely people that think he could be a starter. And I do think he, right now, I have him going in the first round to Denver, similar kind of to McCarthy and Penix, where just the need for quarterbacks helps push these guys up and pushes them into, you know, they're obviously Minnesota and Denver are extremely desperate at the quarterback position after getting rid of Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson. And it sounds like, from what I'm hearing, Denver and Sean Payton are not in on Michael Penix. And if they, you know, if the one of them is going to probably trade up and get J.J. McCarthy, and that leaves the other one, you know, needing another quarterback. And I think Nix is probably more of a fit for Sean Payton than Penix is. But Nix is very smart, extremely experienced, mobile, accurate quarterback, just does not have an elite arm. But he sees the field well. He's shown development in terms of audibling, putting his team in the right play at the line of scrimmage, which some college quarterbacks have zero experience in. So I definitely think that he could be, at worst, you know, a good backup. But I think the potential is there for him to be a starter, and he could end up being an overachiever because he is a pure football player and plays gritty and tough and really is a competitor. So I don't think he should be sold short, and I think he could end up having a nice NFL career.
Charlie, you get to wave a magic wand, and one player, you get to pick their spot. Give me the best spot for a player of your choosing in this draft.
That's a good question. I would say Jackson Towers Johnson, the center from Oregon. I think he'd be a great fit with the Lions in terms of the offensive line they have there. They lost starting guard and Jonah Jackson, but they could, so he could come in and compete immediately with Graham Glasgow and then be the heir apparent to Frank Ragnow, who's playing with like a degenerative foot condition. So he's on borrowed time in his NFL career. I think that would be a great fit. I think Leiatu Latu from UCLA, the edge rusher, would be a great fit in Atlanta and Raheem Morris's defense. I think Dallas Turner, the edge rusher from Alabama, would be a great fit in Chicago across from Montez Sweat. I could probably go on this one all day. So you guys will have to cut me off. But
I'll
do think Byron Murphy as well.
That. I'll jump in.
Byron Murphy. Yeah.
Go ahead. I want to redirect to wide receiver. Harrison, Ohio State, probably goes forward to Arizona unless they trade back. But he'll be the first guy off the board probably. I love Neighbors. I think I'm the only person in America that thinks he'll end up being the best wide receiver in this class over Harrison. But I'm a big Neighbors guy. Adunze is going to go very early. My question is, after that, how many first-round receivers do we get? Because I do think Washington at 36 or 40, depending on what happens at tackle, could be in play for a wideout. The more of them that don't go early, the better. Brian Thomas, LSU, Ladd McConkey, Georgia, A.D. Mitchell from Texas, Keon Coleman, Florida State. of that next tier, so to speak? Like, how many go in round one? And then how, well, let's start there. I'll follow up in a second.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on Neighbors. I've had Neighbors over Harrison on my big board for a while. Neighbors tape is phenomenal. But I do think that we'll have at least four receivers in the first round. I think Brian Thomas Jr. will go in the first round. And then after that, I think it's a bit of a coin flip as to whether Xavier Worthy or A.D. Mitchell ends up going in the first round. But I think those two are kind of on the bubble, and it's going to depend on kind of how guys come off the board and what the value is for teams and who might be looking to trade back into the first round. Say a team like Washington, I could see Buffalo being aggressive to go get a receiver as well, especially Brian Thomas Jr. So I think we'll have four for sure, maybe a fifth, and then we're going to have a nice run on receivers in the second round, because there's a, like you said, there's a lot of good players for the second night of the draft at that position.
And then real quick, the guys that I've kind of become enamored with here are Ricky Pearsall from Florida, and then Xavier Leggett from South Carolina. Where do you see those guys coming off the board? I'm just wondering if maybe the Commanders would have a shot if they wanted to and wanted to add a weapon on one of those guys.
I think they should. In the second round, I have both of them going in the top half of the second round. I have Leggett going right away to open Friday night at 33 to the Panthers. But, you know, with Washington picking at 36 and then again at 40, they should definitely have a shot with that group of Leggett. I think they'll have Pearsall available at 36 and or 40. And then same thing with Ladd McConkey. I think A.D. Mitchell could go in there. A.D. Mitchell might slide a little because of character. So that's something, if he does slide, that's something to know as the reason why. But, you know, there's still going to be a lot of excellent receivers for them to target on day two.
Who do you have Washington taking at 36 and 40? Sounds like you mocked out the first two rounds.
Oh, I have a seven-round mock-up on Walter Football right now. So, I have them taking Jordan Morgan, the left tackle from Arizona, at 36. And then I have them taking Peyton Wilson, the linebacker from NC State, at 40. And then I have them grabbing some receiver help in the third round. But, they're in a great position to really load up that roster on day two.
Charlie, this is great, man. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the draft this week.
You guys enjoy it. Thanks for having me.
All the best, buddy. That's Charlie Campbell, Walter Football. One last convo with one of our favorite draft experts ahead of Thursday night's first round. As we said, we're multitasking on G&D all week because you got the Nats and the Dodgers, LA in town. I'm excited to see Yoshi Yamamoto throw at Nats Park on Thursday ahead of the draft. And the Caps are back in action tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. If they lose game two and they come back to D.C. down 2-0, it's going to feel like they're in big, big trouble. But the saying, the axiom goes, you know, a series doesn't start until somebody loses a home game. So I guess you win game three and the sweat's right back on, that they could be even going back to New York. But all along, I felt like if they were going to win the series, they had to steal one of those first two in New York. So tomorrow, for me, is kind of the pendulum swinger. You lose again, then it's probably only a matter of time, and you hope you get one at home.
Yeah, it's one of those. It would feel like when Rocky fights Drago, and it just, yeah, this is just all, it's over as soon as, you know, the bell rings. Like, it's gonna happen, but as soon as Rocky draws blood, now it's a fight. Like, to me, you need some validation if you're the Caps. I know you got in by the seat of your pants or the skin of your teeth, whatever the phraseology is, and you found a way to be here. And if you lose two up there in New York, you may not feel like you really and truly belong, right? Especially with a bunch of these young kids being folded in. If you were able to draw blood and beat New York, now it's just kind of a street fight, a sprint to, you know, three more wins in five games. And the number one seed, having been on the other side of that thing, I know how puckered you can get. So, yeah, I mean, it's the type of thing where I think it would go a long way. Obviously, it's rudimentary to say to win a game up there would matter a lot. But I think it's almost necessary for this group, especially even if they end up losing in game two, GP, to have it be really tight and have it be close and have it be winnable. I think would go a long way for the team psyche.
previewing game two, Caps Rangers. Going to be a heavy part of tomorrow's rundown. We'll also have Colt McCoy on the show at 3 p.m., the former Redskins quarterback. Of course, he finished his career in Arizona playing for Cliff Kingsbury. But he's been doing these huge draft breakdowns, video of all the QBs. Want to dive into the specifics of playing the position and these prospects with him. He's very, very sharp. Love talking to Colt. He'll be on the show tomorrow. Benjamin Solak of The Ringer as well. Danny, I figured I could play everybody out with a backhanded compliment that I just got on social media.
Oh, nice.
You want to hear it?
We love those.
So Daniel Jeremiah tweeted on the old X machine.
Sure.
The best advice I can give out. He says, when you're putting your draft list together, make your own mistakes. Don't adopt opinions. Trust your eyes and give your own opinions. Down the road, you'll look back and learn from your misses. And I said, this is outstanding advice. Parroting what everybody else is saying is the wrong way to do it. Makes it hard to figure out where you went wrong. I retweeted that.
Yeah.
Some guy named Truffle Butter says, love the show, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Besides the quarterback bias. I don't know. I guess the Drake May.
Well, aside from the bias.
The preference
yep.
that weirdly, I do 24 hours a week or whatever the hell it is. I have an opinion on who they should take at quarterback.
Well, but aside from that, it's a good show.
My apologies. He goes, very intelligent takes on sports beside that bias.
Outside of that.
However, just saw a picture of you, and I can't believe you're not bald. You sound bald. You have bald guy energy. I'm amazed. Take care of your hair. That was the compliment he gave me.
Okay.
So he loves the show other than quarterback biases.
Yeah.
He thinks that the takes can occasionally be smart.
Mm-hmm.
But he thinks I should be bald because I give off bald guy energy.
Do you have bald guy energy?
No idea. Sounds like it.
I think Truffle Butter, I think he's onto something.
Old Truffle Butter New York.
That's real interesting.
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 For Darius, bald guy energy.
Bald guy energy.
Only today, though, not normally. Ryan, bald guy energy today.
Well, aside from these quarterback biases.
I don't want any more of that tomorrow. Bald guy energy. Leave it at the door when you get in here. Danny, you know what you had today?
No.
Mullet energy.
Yep. A little bit. Little Molotov cocktail energy. For you.
Do better.
Yep.
I'm Grant saying so long. And I apologize. Things are rough at the house right now. I'm having bald guy energy. I'm sorry, guys. Thank you for making the show part of your day. It's almost draft day, people. Thursday night, Danny and I live from Dudley's over in Shirlington. We're back at 2:00 tomorrow on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.